you mentioned the cash you had. You said on Friday it's something like $500 million. You intend to put some of that into the campaign. Now that the bond's been reduced, are you going to start putting money into your campaign?
Yeah.
You haven't done that since 2016.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, I mean, frankly. But I might do that. I have the option.
I love him. Who loves our president? Hey there, Patriots. We got a lot to talk about and have only 40 minutes to do it. So welcome. I hope you guys are here. Can you see me? Are you? Give me a thumbs up if you guys are good. So this is Tuesday. I'm going to show on Wednesday. But anyway, March 26th. It is the year of our Lord, as Stephen K. Bannon says, 2024. And this is, we have great things to talk about. Okay, before I get started and I screw up my screen, let's see, I wanted to make sure I can see you guys on the screen live. I'm learning all still. One of these days I'm going to get good at this. Hang on. I'm trying to do something so it doesn't look so weird on my screen. And whatever. Okay, there I do. I see it. There we go. Yay! It's about time. I'm on time, Denise. I'm on time. Right on time. Thank you, myriad voices. This is not as easy as it looks, and I don't think I make it look easy. Okay, so our wonderful president trumped them again. Isn't that awesome? He is amazing. Was anybody worried? Were you worried? Don't tell me you weren't worried, because that's the whole point. I promise you that if there's anything that I think I've been able to get done... And this whole time, when we've had our channel and over 1,000 videos, is to keep you guys in full faith and say, look, the Lord is going to see us through. Trust President Trump. Trust the Lord. All this. Right? Right? Never worry. Thank you. Thank you, Denise. Awesome. Yes. That's awesome. I'm so glad that you guys are here. I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. And you never know when I'm going to come out with some kind of a red pill. And I think I definitely will today. I'm going to play some Cat Williams. If you don't know him, you're going to see that. He's going to red pill everybody about P. Diddy. Just hold on to your hats. So let's get started. If you're new here, if you're new to our channel, this is my website, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E, freedomforce.live. Definitely check it out. We've got 1,000 videos on how this is biblical. I've been teaching God's word for years and years and years. And so you can see all there the videos. You can also see wonderful links. You can see the audiobooks. You can see more information about end times. Okay, and you don't let it freak you out. If you're new, don't let it flip you out at all. We are now on Facebook, so somebody go over there and check out Facebook and tell me that it's working over there. We're on X, doing live on X, and so yeah, we are everywhere. Everywhere. I'm trying to get back on X. If anybody has a way, because I'm so jealous of Carly Bonet. I'm so glad that she got back on X, but I want to get back on X, and I don't know how. I tried last night to get back. I have an X account. But it doesn't have everybody. I think when I was banned, it had like 100,000 people over there. And I sure would like to be back over there so we can, you know, reach more people with what we're trying to talk about. Anyway, but as soon as I tried to do an appeal, it was like, no, you're banished for life, for life. Me and Stephen K. Bannon are banished for life. All right, so let's get started. Okay, so make sure to like, share, and subscribe, everybody. I always forget that. Somebody in the comment section, please go on there and remind everybody to always like, share, and subscribe. I really appreciate you guys doing that, because that helps us to get into more streams, feeds. So that's super, super great. What do you think President Trump's doing in this picture? I'm going to make it a little bit bigger. I love Truth Social. I love Truth. Oh, I love him. I love him. What's he doing? What do y'all think he's doing? I posted this. Yes, thank you, Sonia. God bless you and Mr. Wonderful. You've been around a while. You know his name is Mr. Wonderful. Yes, awesome. What do y'all think he's doing? Love, love, love you too. I do too. I'm so glad that we're here together. So I'm not going to tell y'all what I think he's doing. You guys tell me what you think he's doing. Yeah, Trump media stock jumps as much as 50% after the DJT ticker debut. Isn't that awesome? It was like 35% last night, and today it was 50% after the ticker debut. And so they're not going to, he's going to use his cash to do the $175 million, which was brought down from what, $464 million, which was absolutely ridiculous. Like, so it came down like two-thirds. It probably came down 66%. Wouldn't that be cool? Because we are the 66%. We are just like the two-thirds of the angels who stayed with the Lord. So whenever you see the 666, that's us. They're the 33s. We're the 666 because they are, when they flash up the 666, they're saying, let's destroy righteous humanity. Let's destroy those who stay with God. Let's destroy those who love God and obey him. And let's destroy the righteousness in the earth. That's not what's going to happen. Because you know what? Who saw my post today? You've got to go check out my social media. If you aren't already on my social media, all these links I have right here, the social media right here, you can follow me on Truth, on Telegram, Twitter, Getter, blah, 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 all these different ones. And I went on and on about how we are inheriting the kingdom. We are inheriting the kingdom. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth. They can't stop it. This is what the Lord had planned for eons, and to have the earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea, and they cannot stop it. But it does say that we will have, with great suffering, we inherit the kingdom. So there's a lot of suffering going on, no doubt about it. Okay, who thinks what is he doing? He's doing a mean tweet? Oh, you know what? I didn't even see the phone. Maybe he is doing a mean tweet. Okay. Yes, I'm a missionary to the world. I love that. I love being a missionary, reaching people with the truth everywhere. Like our president. I love truth. I love getting to share the truth. I didn't even see his finger, his phone in his hand. I thought he was counting his money. He was like 1 billion, 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, you know, because now he's in the top 500 of wealthiest people in the world. Oh my goodness, they're seething. They're seething. They're so angry. I mean, truth, yeah, right? Anyway, so whatever he's doing, he's truthing all the time. I guess that's what he's meaning. He says, I love truth. I love truth social. I love truth, so he's truthing. I just thought he was counting his billions. Either way. All right, so that's what's going on. The DJT and a lot of people, they had to actually slow down the trading today because, Trump Media and Technology Group soared in the first minutes of its NASDAQ debut, triggering a brief trading halt on volatility. Pretty cool, huh? So, they were not happy about what happened yesterday, but all the people are supporting him. Everybody's saying, I want some DJT stock. So all the patriots are supporting President Trump. So, so cool. Love me some patriots, and I love truth. So that's really cool. He says, I'm not going on the New York Stock Exchange because no one trusts it. Boom. He's got a right and a left on the New York Stock Exchange. Awesome. I love that. I don't have that clip, but yeah, I shared it onto the social media. Okay, so let's keep going. Oh my goodness. Today, so tragic. The very first thing that we see when we wake up was that horrible bridge collapse, that horrible, I didn't want to say accident because I don't think it was. And this is what General Flynn came out with. He says, Baltimore Harbor disaster. This is a black swan event. We've been talking about this, a black swan event. And that's what he's calling it. He called it first thing. And actually, Bannon was saying, he says, well, you know, was it negligence? Was it whatever? Was it terrorism? Okay. So yeah, General Flynn called it out immediately as a black swan event, normally come out of the world of finance, not of the military, and the standard operating procedures for all U.S. ports, harbors, and bays that transit commerce and military activities are supposed to maintain an incredible level of discipline, rigor, and awareness for these very types of events not to occur, ever. Yet here we are. Now, you know, we just went on that cruise, and I'm telling you, we were watching the pilot boat, and they watched, you know, they were just on it, like, you know, just white on rice, just as this ship was going through. Something's fishy. Something's wrong. Something's fishy about this, right? And so it says there are harbor masters. This is what General Flynn said. There are harbor masters for every single one of these transit points in America that are in charge of assuring the safety of navigation. Start there. Thank you, General Flynn. He is getting truth out. He's exposing the trafficking. He's exposing a lot of things. And so I really appreciate all the truth that he is exposing. So, yeah, I wanted you guys to see that. And I'm going to show you. You guys probably already, I'm sure you saw it already, but that's the bridge right now. How horrifying would that be if you're trying to drive over? And there are some who just barely made it across, and that they just, I'm sure they're thanking God every second of today, thinking it could have been me. The bridge collapsed and I just made it over by the skin of my teeth. So here it is. I'm going to show you what Jordan Sather posted. This is very, very strange. I think he sped it up, and you can see how it just like turned straight into it. And he said, let me see, sped up the video of the ship hitting the bridge. It appears to lose power twice before hitting the column. It starts turning as soon as the power came back on after the first power loss. It was hacked. He thinks it was hacked. I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it. Yeah, I got to remind you, I got to tell you about something. Years ago, I was a dentist. I think it was a dentist. And he had this huge office for a dentist. It was kind of weird. He had this huge office. And behind his desk, he had this gigantic picture. And it was basically of what they considered the rapture from the fake news end times teaching. And it was saying, oh, you know, the planes were crashing and the trains were derailing and all this stuff was happening, you know, in the quote rapture, because all the people supposedly have left their bodies and they're flying into heaven. That was what the picture was about. But it looked like chaos, absolute chaos. And I remember thinking, this does not sound like what the Lord would have happen at all. You know, so many things just made me wonder back in the day. I'm like, this doesn't sound like the way it would be. But anyway, that was before I knew the truth about end times. The end times is we're having this kingdom come to earth. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. This is what's happening. We're not leaving. We're going to have peace on earth, and they're leaving. The bad guys are leaving. The P. Diddy's and all these criminals are leaving. We're going to have peace on earth and for 1,000 years with no more deception. If you're not familiar with all that, these are my books, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They told us. You've read those Minor Prophets. If you read them in my book or you listen to them on the audiobook right here, you'll be like, that's it. That's no doubt it. Now that we know what's going on and end times, this is biblical. All the Bible stories you've ever heard are telling us this very thing. All right, so I want you to see what Jordan showed. Here, let me show you this one. Here's the ship coming straight to it. Watch it. And it's just going to turn when the lights come back on. Check it out. Now, you know, of course, this is a little bit of an angle, but you're going to see it make a hard turn. The lights are out, and then the lights are going to come back on. You know, look at the lights come back on. Look at the turn. Look how it turns straight on it. A straight shot. Look at those people, that ship, that truck just barely made it over. I know he's just thanking God. So awful. And there, the lights are off again. There's another truck going across. You see how that strong turn, you guys? Yeah. There's some more cars just barely making it over. And then it falls. Did y'all notice? I mean, how quickly, look at that. It hits right there. And how quickly it collapsed. I mean, he's actually got it slowed down, not sped up. Yeah, it fell so quick. It was shocking how quick. That was actually slowed down. It fell so fast. Just horrifying. Horrifying for these poor people. Just horrifying. So, yeah, they're trying to bring terror. They are trying to get money because then, oh, you know, they're also trying to get Biden. Oh, he's coming down to help the people of Baltimore. And because of this, because they know that he failed so miserably on the East Palestine, right? So there's that. They're trying to just cause mayhem and fear. And also they wanted to shut down this harbor because this is a huge harbor for the cars, the car industry that it exports cars. So, of course, China is trying to control the car industry, so they don't want these exports. They want to screw up our car industry with the bloodbath, like President Trump was just talking about. It's awful. It's just awful. It is so, so sad. So sad. Oh, you know what? I'm just so thankful that we're going to see this day when our enemies will be gone. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to see this day where there's going to be peace on earth and no more of these people doing these evil deeds intentionally. They are in concert with the demons to do all these things. Okay, let's talk about Julian Assange because my time is going to run completely out. So Julian Assange, you know, has been held against his will for just telling the truth. He is a journalist, and he has the freedom of the press. He has the ability to share this information, and they have, you know, just treated him like criminal number one. Tucker put out a post today saying it's like they're trying to the death penalty. They're trying to bring him up on the death penalty He's a journalist, for crying out loud. It's like they're trying to burn him at the stake. I mean, and the CNNs and all of them are silent. It is shameful. It's awful. Julian Assange may still be extradited to the U.S. in 3 weeks if U.S. government provides assurances previously deemed by Amnesty as inherently unreliable, including that he will not be prejudiced at trial by reason of his nationality and will not receive the death penalty. I wouldn't put it past them to try to do such a thing as that. You know, he reminds me a lot of John the Baptist. You know, how he's like, he was doing the right thing and he's taken so much grief over it. He's one of the greatest patriots to have ever lived. He's the reason I woke up, and probably many of you, and it's thanks to him that it kicked off the Great Awakening. And look at what he's experiencing. They want to destroy him because he basically sparked the Great Awakening with the WikiLeaks. Thank God for him. Thank God for him. A press conference will be convened at Doty Street Chambers. Okay, so this is where his wife is talking. I want to play a chunk of this for you.
Rather than ask for a political intervention from the U.S. government, the British courts should just have thrown out this case because it criminalizes journalism. And that is the takeaway here, really, when you're looking at the decision today, that they have gone to the heart of it, and it is Article 10, the First Amendment, freedom of expression, that is at issue. And the British courts are really tying themselves in knots. And giving the United States yet another opportunity to make a political, not a legal intervention, a political intervention, because the case that they have been bringing for the past 5 years, or 13 years, depending on where you start counting, is one that attacks the freedom to publish the truth. And so the courts are asking for an assurance that actually contradicts the case that the United States has been bringing. And the United States government, let's be clear, if it's a diplomatic assurance, it's a political assurance. And we've seen it already in the past. U.S. assurances are not worth the paper that they are written on. The United States, of course, is a country that has plotted to assassinate and kidnap Julian, a publisher, in order to silence him. The United States, under CIA Director Mike Pompeo, discussed at the highest levels of the administration in the White House plans to assassinate and kidnap Julian.
Did you guys know that? I've talked about that. She was red-pilling the world right there. That Pompeo was the head of the CIA, the CIA director, and he was trying to get Julian kidnapped and killed. This is so evil. This is so evil. And so he's been exposed. This woman is so brave. And so I stand in awe of these people like Bobulinski and Galanis, who they catch all kinds of grief. And of course, our President Trump and so many Navarro, and they just keep standing and keep fighting. I'm so proud of them. And this woman could easily just say, I'm not going to say a word, and let's just, you know, let him out of jail and be done with it. You know, they could recant, but they won't. They won't recant. They can't recant. It's amazing. Okay, there was another red pill she had somewhere, I think around this spot.
Every country where there is a free press, every single day. So what this case is an unprecedented case in which the Espionage Act is being repurposed in order to criminalize what the New York Times does every single day. And that has not changed. The New York Times problem, what Obama called the New York Times problem, remains. And what Julian's case is an acceptance of the New York Times problem and an inversion of the New York Times problem. They've turned it into the New York Times solution, an ability to be able to take criminal prosecution against the New York Times for publishing the truth. That is what this case means. And that is what the United States is pursuing. The United States should not issue assurances. They should just drop the case, because this case, as the Obama administration rightly identified, is an attack on all of you, on the press, on freedom of conscience, and on the public's right to know. And we all know at this crucial moment that we find ourselves in with the conflicts in the Middle East and in Ukraine, that the press needs to be able to be free to publish the truth about what happens in conflict and war. And those who are involved in driving war should not be given the power to be able to silence and imprison the journalists who are engaged.
Yes, I'm so proud of her. Such an amazing woman. What a patriot. She's over there talking about how these people are, I don't know if you heard that part, but it was saying the ones who control war, the ones who drive war. She's calling out the cabal. How about that? What an amazing woman. What an amazing thing. So I posted that today on my social media. So definitely go and join the social media and share that, because people need to hear those, critically, those two things. What is it with the CIA trying to kill people, kidnap and kill people? This is what the CIA does. And number two, you've got to follow the rule of law, and that there are controllers of wars, those who are fomenting wars intentionally to gain political control and to get big sacks of money. All right, so this is Steve Stern. He was on Bannon today, and he was talking about joining with a lot of patriot channels, and so he listed off several of them. I'm not going to have time to list them off today. I might try to post that on the social media, just the different ones that he talked about. But he said something super cool about the RNC, that now, for the first time in history, the RNC is working with patriot groups to get the grassroots efforts up, because Ronald McDaniel refused to do so. Check it out.
See, is the most important thing here, because, you know, for the first time in history, Christina Norton, one of the few people that are actually intermingling with us, she's going to, through me, you can get to ask questions, and she will answer questions in the chat on this thing, because I know a lot of people ask questions about the RNC. We've never been able to do this with Ronald McDaniels, but they're coming to us now because they realize the grassroots are the important people in this country that are going to save this country. I know we talk about this every day. Wow. We got 200,000 people involved. We need 400,000 people involved. So I don't want to take up any more time. I know we only have a limited time. But go to sstern1034@gmail.com. Send me an email. I will answer you. You know, I answer every phone call. 954-318-6902. Action, action, action.
That's right.
Steve Stern, you're the best.
Yeah, I love it. Ronald McDaniel was holding up the ability for us to get this done. And now we've got the RNC over there saying, let's go. And you've got, what's his name? Somebody tell me his name. The guy with the long hair, his hair's longer than Laura Trump's or Lara Trump. So he's over there and going to be doing all of the voter. Now I'm going to forget that word too, but there's where they can get, harvesting the votes. Yay, I came up with the word. All right, so yeah, somebody come up with his name. He's a great patriot. All right, so that's super cool. So definitely be a part of it, because in the past we've been like, I don't know if I can get anything accomplished because of the RNC was stymieing the way. But now with Lara at the head, it's actually going to have great effect. She just put out a post today saying what a great things are coming. Trust me, she's a Trump. She's going to do a great, great job, and we're not going to have to deal. Oh, I'm so thankful Laura Trump is there and not Ronald McDaniel. Give me an amen on that one. Pressler, thank you so much, you guys. I love you guys so much. Scott Pressler, yay, so much. Thank you, Scott Pressler, for being there and for Laura Trump being there too. This is so, so cool. Okay, so a friend of mine called. He said two people were diagnosed with cancer, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you guys have got to make sure that you cleanse your water. You've got to make sure that you are detoxing, okay? Make sure that you're eating whole foods every day. Please go on my channel and look at this link. Please, please, please drink a green smoothie. Just, you can get some greens, you can get some fruit, you can get some protein powder, you can get some I get beet powder. I put celery. Anyway, go over there and find out about it and drink one every day. Get your whole foods in you. Okay, try, please try not to eat processed foods, please. And it will help in all these things. Look at here about lifting depression. I'm sure everybody knows people who have clinical depression, potentially bipolar disorder. Get your CBD in you. Check this out. It's so wonderful to help your nerves overcome the barrage of all the attacks on our health. Okay, all these tips for improving health, please. Cleanse your water. Do not drink the tap water. Do not use it for cooking. Please use the zero. I use a zero water filter for everything I do. The only thing I ever use tap water for is boiling eggs. That's literally the only thing I use tap water for. It all has to be cleansed because I don't want to put this stuff in my body that I end up having to cleanse out. And this is what I use. These two detoxes right here. And definitely you've got to do it until we can get through Armageddon. You've got to detox. You have to do it. And this is a video explains about that. For those of you who have been here a long time, you know that I am alive and well because of detoxing. I was poisoned about a year ago, and I'm alive. I'm alive and going good. So anyway, I just want you to see that. If you need other help on different things, if you know women who are struggling with their period, check this one out about how to stop the bleeding. It's absolutely outrageous. If you know people who are in pain, check this out. I'm telling you, we have... The cures are being released, not by the government. We're sharing them one by one, and I'm just going to have to post a video today about this beautiful woman who was in terrible pain, and she's all better. It's so exciting to see people getting well. So I just wanted to remind you guys, take care of yourself and your family's health. Okay, this is the latest thing out of Russia on the massacre in the Crocus. Hall. At the first post was that they were trying to identify the organizers. You know, he talks about after the terrorist attack, there will be retaliatory measures. They believe the SVU should be recognized as a terrorist organization. But President Putin was saying, but who was behind it? And so this was the next post. Look at this. The USA, Britain, and Ukraine are behind the terrorist attack in Crocus City Hall, said the FSB director, Bortnikov. They called it out. They called it out. Did you guys hear about that? They called it out. They said the U.S., Britain, and Ukraine are behind it, which is exactly what we knew. This was a false flag, and they want to blame it on, you know, Russia did it, just like the pipeline. Come on now. Come on. Who are you kidding? So everyone needs to see this. Everybody needs to understand what they're doing. This is, you know, it's really easy at this point. It's really, you know, not complicated. It's, you know, it's part of their war effort, and to do these false flags. They've been doing this for years, and the thing is, no one really caught on. A few people did, but most people didn't catch on. But now we're awake. They didn't plan on the Great Awakening. They don't have any choice. They still have to do these false flags. But yeah, so they have called it out. I didn't know if you guys had seen that. Okay, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you guys are learning about that. Okay, so here is about P. Diddy. P. Diddy had his home raided, as you guys know, over sex trafficking. Another huge awakening, huge important thing that people are
sued. You're talking about lawsuit.
Yep. Are finding out that what is going on, and they're not being able to protect them anymore. How amazing is that? And so normally these people can get away with things because they're all protected by their, you know, they're an operative. That's the whole game. You join in league with us, you can commit crimes and you won't be prosecuted, right? That's the way it's always been. And all of a sudden now they aren't protected. How amazing is that? Something has changed. And I just find it very interesting that this huge raid was right after Purim. Purim is where we celebrate. We did two celebrations. One is we celebrate that we were delivered from our enemies and saved from genocide. And number two, we celebrate that our enemies are destroyed. Right? That's what happened on Purim. And here you go. Right after this, we see all this happening. It's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be, you know, white knuckles on the steering wheel for the next few months. I just have a feeling we're going to have more black swan events. And it's going to become extremely obvious. And everyone's going to be screaming, we've got to get Trump. We've got to get these criminals out of here whoever is doing all these things. When you have back-to-back Moscow and then, you know, the bridge, all these things, keep your head on a swivel. Keep, you know, your eyes out and just, you know, but the Lord is going to protect us, and we're not going to live in fear. We're just going to do it one day at a time. This is Cat Williams. Check out what he said. I'm telling you, he is on fire, and he is not afraid. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him. Check it out.
We don't care nothing about the other side. Period. All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, TGJ, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way. The truth is the light. It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period.
Period. Man, Cat Williams is on fire. If he was a preacher, I'd go to his church. I'd go to his church today. I love it. President Trump just said this today. I can't believe I didn't pull out this quote. President Trump was talking about the Bible that and it's got the Constitution in it, and how he's talking about, you know, supporting this Bible. I'm going to have to go find that. I just posted it just before I came on here, about 4 o'clock. So go on my social media and you can find it and get that Bible. And he's talking about how the church desperately, our church is in terrible straits right now because the church is weak knee, lily livered. And we need more Cat Williams in the pulpit. I'm telling you one thing, that's what we need. We need more tough soldiers in the pulpit. I'm so glad we're here so we can share the truth on here. So share, like, share, and subscribe to this channel so you can share this information. People need to understand that the Lord's word is that he's coming to destroy the evildoers. That's what is happening. Look at this great patriot. He's sharing the truth about P. Diddy because he lives in his neighborhood. Check out what he says.
Claims Diddy brings minors to his house by the busload late at night. Check this out.
Look at there.
Combs is Los Angeles.
Look at there. That guy, I don't know if he realizes how dangerous that is for him to do that, but he did. I think people just don't care anymore. I guess there's so many of us. That's the whole point of the Joel 2 army, the locust army, that there's so many of us. They can't kill us all, right? I don't know if he was going to be like go viral. But yeah, so there's his sons, and they got arrested. You see, they've got their hands cuffed, King and Justin. So I don't know what they were doing, but somehow or another, they got arrested. But it looked like, okay, there was so many different reports that come out. There's so much fog of war. There was one that was that they were showing that this plane and it left to go to the Caribbean islands. Well, it was his plane, but it didn't appear that he was on it. It appeared he was in the Miami airport at a local airport there, a private airport. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, because they came down with all of everything they've got. The FBI did both his Miami home, which is in Star Island, they said, and also in Hollywood area. So both fabulous, fabulous homes, and it looks like he's in serious hot water. Yay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the latest thing that came out on the UN. They came out saying they wanted to do a resolution to condemn Hamas, but both Russia and China said they were not doing it. And so this woman is not that swift. She just is not awake, right? And she's just reading a resolution, reading a statement. And so she's basically saying, I'll play a little bit.
Indeed, as I've said before, the only path to...
I can't even hardly play that. It makes me so frustrated. Let me just try to say what she's saying before I play it and get frustrated with this woman. Okay, so basically she's saying that we want to have the resolution where we stop the fighting, and we didn't couldn't agree on everything. We agreed with most of the things, but Russia and China did not, that she didn't call them out, but basically that it wasn't going to get approved to condemn Hamas. Why is that? Because they would use that to be able to justify more genocide, especially going into Rafah. Okay, and the problem is that's where the people were told if you go to Rafah, you'll be safe. Okay, so she doesn't realize that she would be putting people in more danger. Okay, and I don't know that the woman would want to do that. I don't know. I'm not trying to cast aspersions on her. She's probably just a useful reader of resolutions and talking points. Anyway, but she did say this. I'll play just this little bit.
Durable end to this conflict is the release of all hostages.
What we have to have is the release of all the hostages. Well, what if, and I posted this today, and many people said, yeah, exactly. What if there are no hostages? Can you imagine yourself in this untenable position that they're saying, we'll stop bombing you if you'll release the hostages? We're like, we have no hostages. We have no hostages. You can say all day long and forever that we don't have, that you know, there are hostages. We don't have any hostages. This whole thing was an operation by the cabal. And you're blaming us for something, which is what false flags are all about. And this is what, it's hard to piece together. It's hard to wrap our heads around because we're not pathological liars. You know, and they, to think like they do, because they're absolute evil. And especially when you hear the barrage constantly from every corner, from all the media, every which way, that it's so hard to come out of it. But the bottom line is, these people are in an awful, awful position, and the world has to wake up because these people, you know, are in terrible, terrible danger. And who knew? Who knew that it was going to be China and Russia who were going to protect them from these criminals who've taken over Israel and America? And as we said on the last video, if you didn't see the last video, go over and look at it. Let me see if I can find it here. On my last video, I was talking about what is ISIS? What does it stand for? Y'all remember? Who remembers? Put it in the comments if you guys remember, right? ISIS. Yeah. Yes, you're right. It's QFAI. I realized 7 years of tribulation, 2017, September 23rd, 2017 to September 23rd, 2024. You're right. We're coming up on 7 years. I'm just saying. And one of the things that Cat Williams said, did you catch that? He said, it's happening in 24. All this is being exposed in 24. That's what he said. I hope in Jesus' name that he's right. Okay, so did somebody, somebody tell me what ISIS stands for? Yeah, I don't see. It's an Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. That's what ISIS is. It's basically Mossad. Yeah. So that's what this whole thing is. It's this criminal operation. It's what it is. It's the criminal arm of the cabal. All right, so let's talk about this. This is where I was telling you about the kingdom, that Jesus is the king of this amazing kingdom. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he will say to those on the right, come who are blessed of my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation, the creation of the world. How awesome. How awesome is that? This is what we are looking forward to. This beautiful kingdom, 1,000 years of peace on earth. And Jesus is the king of this beautiful kingdom. Isn't that awesome? Awesome. Isn't that? I love that picture. Jesus, King of Kings. Then the next one is this beautiful statue of Jesus. Where's that? Argentina? Is it Argentina, Peru? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Once you start looking for verses about the kingdom, they're everywhere. They really are everywhere. Here's one. I love this verse. This is one of my favorite. When I received Christ, September 8th, 1984, this was one of my first verses that I was just like, yes, that's exactly what has just happened to me. This is what happened to me. I was rescued from the domain of darkness, and I was brought into the kingdom of the Son he loves. I was brought out of this dark place into this beautiful place of light, into this kingdom. And now, of course, I understand it's in more of its fullness of this, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But I just, you know, at that point, I was just glad to be out of this, you know, this place where without God, just you're just walking around, you're just like just living your life all by yourself, giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. That's what Kat was saying. The truth is the light. This is the light. We don't want to be in this darkness. Ugh, this dark evil, this confusion and this lying and this all this pathological lying, right? For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. He brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Isn't that great? Who is thankful for that? I am, and I know you are too. I know you are too. All right, so I want to make sure that I don't run out of time. My time is going to run out on me if I don't watch out. Let me see, how many minutes do I have? How many minutes? Oh my goodness, I'm already getting over time because I'm doing this video. I'm going to post it over to, it's going to go on to the Brideon show for 10 a.m. in the morning, and I'll share that link. All right, so he also said in Acts 14:22, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. This is what we are experiencing. We are experiencing a lot of tribulation, and it's the enemy knows he has little time. He's come down in great wrath knowing he has very little time. So we are experiencing a lot. It was just every day, something else, just the mayhem. It's like hell on earth. The demons are running so many things and doing so many evil operations. It's a lot of tribulation. But that's what we must enter, what we must go through to enter into the kingdom. This beautiful kingdom, as he says, that he has prepared for us. If you're new on that and you want to know more, go check out my books, End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and End Times This is Biblical. And you can also listen to them over on freedomforce.live. I've got the audio books, and they're also on Audible if you're on Audible. If you want to watch some of the older videos, they're all right here, video playlist categories. But whatever you want to search, like, what's the story about 666? What's the deal about the rapture? What's the story about, you know, whatever questions you have, the mark of the beast, go and check it out there. And also, there's a whole playlist called The Small Group. Just look up Small Group, and you will see that we've done 11 studies, and we're going through the book chapter by chapter by chapter. And yes, my wonderful Tammy, I called her out last time, but she's fixed it. Okay, I want to show it to you. Remember I was telling you yesterday that the here's the Small Group end time study right there. She's put them all in order for us. Thank you, Tammy. She does so much. Colleen and Cheryl and Jody and the other Tammy, and oh my goodness, they all do so much to make sure that everything is going smoothly. So here are all the end times group studies, one by one, chapter by chapter. We've done 11 of those. All right, so my time is completely running out. All right, so let's pray. As President Trump just said, he says we need to pray. And I know the left is going to hate that. I think we pray. One of the best things we're doing is we're making the left crazy. We're making the demons angry. So let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, that we can call upon your name. We thank you that you are the King of the world. No one can stop what is coming because you are the King. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords, and you are the one who rules this world. This is the plan that you have been working on for eons, and we get to see the grand finale, that your kingdom come, your will being done on earth. We see the demise, the destruction of our enemies, just like with Purim. Thank you for this beautiful Holy Week. Thank you for this week that where we see that you are the King of the world. Even though it just didn't look that way when you died on that cross, that thief on the cross next to you, he knew that you were the King of this kingdom. We see by faith that you are the King and you rule this world, and the enemy cannot stop you at all. We love it. We love it. And we thank you for our president saying that we must pray and we must be in your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the ability to pray. Thank you for us bringing us all together. We heard your voice and we gathered together just like you said that you would gather your chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. Lord, from all over the world, and you've drawn us here together to pray and to fight. And what an honor. We thank you and praise you that you have given us this great gift to be part of what you're doing on this earth. We pray all this. And we just pray for your blessing on those who've lost loved ones through this massacre, through in Moscow, through this horrible tragedy in Baltimore. We pray for those who've had loved ones who've gotten sick and died over the COVID and through just so many things, so many toxins. Lord, help us to learn how to protect ourselves and our loved ones from all the mayhem. Guide us, Lord. Guide us on what you would have us to do so that we can inherit this kingdom, so we can be part of what you're doing. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you. And I think I've lost the screen now. I've got too many screens. But anyway, I know you're over there talking. And I'll try to join you as soon as I say goodbye. I'll try to come over there and just say goodbye to you. But I love you. And I'm sorry I don't see that screen. But anyway, maybe you know what? Let me do it there right here. Let me see if I'm right here. Let me see right here. Okay, amen. I see the amens. Now I see you. Okay, awesome. I love it. It may be, I'm not censoring anyone. It may be that if you put a link, it might not allow you to put a link. I bet you if you try to do that. Yes. Good job, Kathy Sky Song. Awesome. I love you guys. Okay, I'm going to jet. And let me see, get to the right place. Ah, come on. Here we go. And I will talk to you later.